Okay, here we go. I think you can guess what time it is. Yeah, it's 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals. Come on, oh yeah. Yeah, hello, it's that time again. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm looking out the window at my thermometer. And wow, it warmed up a little bit. It is now -9 degrees. It was -10 when I got up, but it's nice and sunny. It's nice and sunny, but yeah, it's pretty damn cold. Not super death cold, but cold enough to be just annoying enough to affect my lifestyle. So, that means a few things. Oh, is this, did I just find poops? No, damn it. Not that I, yeah, my cat is still sick, and not sick, but very constipated, and if she poops on the floor, I'll be kind of okay with that, just because, yeah, anyway, you might be wondering, Tobe, what are you doing up on your landing? Well, I need to go into this room. I need to go into the war room because that's where I have set this up. Oh, and did it... Something fell. Something broke. What is the problem here? I was going to show you this cool thing, but I had to come up here to check what kind of cable I might need, only to find the thing that I want to show you is broken. How is that possible? Well, Tobe, what's broken? What are you talking about? All right, remember me talking about an idea about hanging flashlights from the ceiling? And then putting some... damn it to hell, how is this possible? How is this possible? And then, you know, putting solar panels underneath it? Well, I did that last night. I tested this out. Proof of concept time, right? So I took a flashlight, put new batteries in it, got some thread, hung it from the ceiling, and somehow, overnight, it looks like the yoke pulled out because it broke like right under the knot. That's really weird. The thread broke. How's that possible? And yeah, so proof of concept has been proven. I've got a little synth rack here. I got the solar panels on the floor here. And it just occurs to me, I wouldn't be able to show you this right now anyway because it's too much sunlight. I'm just kind of stupid. So I guess we're doing something else anyway. Yeah, okay, that's cool. What else are we going to do? I don't know. But we should probably grab the headphones because they're not going to do us any good over here. Oh, I know what we can do. We can do tinkly dinks with the thing. Okay, uh-oh, here comes the cat. We got to get out of here. Okay, yeah, hi, sorry, you can't go in there. That's the war room. You'll just eat the trees and you're already constipated. I know what you're thinking. But Tobe, trees, they're pure fiber. Well, yeah. Okay, so what are we doing? We gotta get the tinkly dinklies going. Okay. I think we're going to wrap it up about there. Wish I had more frogs. You'll notice that the frogs run out after a while. Yeah, well. Now, Pippa, you can't come in here. Please go out the other way. Yes. Shite and onions. Okay, this is all going to hell. Be very careful. Yes, this is how you lose thousands of dollars worth of equipment to cat damage. All right, so I'm following the cat back downstairs and managed to avoid... Yeah, that whole thing you just heard, that was kind of a pain to set up, because what you heard was all absolutely live and blah, blah, blah. And what's the kitty want? Oh, does the kitty want some kitty waters? All right, well, we have to hydrate the cat, because the cat's on Miralax, and so the cat needs as much kitty water as possible. Come on, let's go in here. Okay, come on. Get your kitty butt in here. Come on. She won't even walk in here. So let's pick up the old kitty water that I poured 15 minutes ago. Shortly before the show started, poured in the toilet, flushed the toilet, put the bowl back on the ground. Dingins! And now I'm going to have to go grab her.
Yes, come on.
Let's get the kitty water. Put the cat down on the floor in front of the bowl. And she's, oh, water? Is that what we're doing? And start pouring the kitty water. Okay, drink it up. You need to drink it up. You need to drink up as much water as possible. Because I need you to do some big kitty poops. Yeah, drink it up. Worst part about this is we could be at this for a while because she's been pretty damn thirsty lately. And so we sit here and we pour the water until the bowl gets filled up, and she won't drink the water out of the bowl, so you gotta pour the water you just poured. Oh, now she runs away. Usually you have to repeat this process a number of times. So yeah, that's what my life has been for the last few days. Trying to get the cat to drink more water and trying to shove stool softener and propylene glycol down her throat. And she loves it.
In the early days of the West, the peaceful town of Snidler's Gulch was threatened by one of the meanest desperados of all time, Cowboy X, a man who left his mark everywhere. Hitch, Cowboy X!
Letter X! Letter X! Yippee!
Cowboy X left X's everywhere, on the houses, on the streets, in the schoolhouse, X's on the horses, X's on the town hall, even on the good citizens of Snidler's Gulch themselves.
X! X! Yippee!
The citizens finally decided that Cowboy X had to be stopped.
Throw him in jail. Run him out of town.
Wait, what if we just ask Cowboy X to please stop marking up our town with X's?
He's got an idea.
It's so crazy, it might work.
Here comes Cowboy X now.
X! Woohoo! X! Yippee! X!
Cowboy X, would you please stop marking X's all over our town?
Why, sure I'll stop. Oh. Oh. From now on, I'll be known as Cowboy O. Yippee!
And the citizens of Snidler's Gulch lived happily ever after because they really weren't very smart.
I guess that requires some explanation. What you just heard were a couple things that I found yesterday that I felt that I needed to share with you. Of course, first we heard Cowboy X, the classic, classic Cowboy X. And then there was some drumming, and this was a percussion quintet, apparently Thai, and there was no information in English. So I can't tell you anything about this other than this looks like this was some kind of percussion competition, and man, these guys got up and crushed it. That's so freaking amazing. I had to send that to some people too. I was like, you gotta check this out. Some of my drumming friends. And so now here's the cat again. Hi, baby dingins. You're a good baby. The cat is all up in my face, but the weird thing is my knee is starting to act up and be strange. So I'm actually gonna stand up here. And we're gonna gather this up and we're gonna yank this out. And oh, I got it. Okay, now it's sort of back to normal. My knee has been doing this weird thing for a while, and I would love to go outside and walk around, but we can't do that today because it's 10 million degrees below zero or whatever. It isn't really, it's not all that cold. And it's going to warm right back up again, because they're saying 8 to 10 degrees tomorrow, too. So, welcome to Nebraska, I guess. I'm okay with it. I think I just need to figure out something really decent to eat for lunch today. Do I have protein? Yeah, I've got plenty of protein. I got tons of food, to be perfectly honest. What do I want to eat? You know, when I went to the store the other day, I picked up a few more boxes of pasta. And I've been thinking, that's what I want. I want yummy, tomato-y things with deliciousness. And I could do that. I could do some of that today. Opening my refrigerator. I've got sandwich stuff, I've got fake cheese, I've got really expensive cat food that the cat won't eat. Oh, I got plenty of food. All right, so I guess I can think about food stuff later, as it doesn't seem to be overly important right now. Okay. So I've got this show coming up in 2 weeks, and I'm sort of dealing with another guy. I'm dealing with Dave here. Dave's setting us up another show at the church, and we're getting into, I don't know, I would have liked to have gotten some of this done sooner. But that's okay. This will fly. And it's not that I can't do a show on short notice. I can do a show on extremely short notice. The thing is, promotional time. See, now we don't even know the lineup yet, because we're not sure if this other guy can play or whatever. So we don't have a complete flyer yet. And of course, I would like to tell the radio station guy who does the ambient show all about our ambient concert coming up, but we might not be able to get to it in time, because that show is Sunday night, and the show is on a Saturday. It's 6 days later on that Saturday. So are we going to get this in time? I don't know, because really want radio station guy to show up, because he seems to be very enthusiastic about the whole thing, and I need to get him into the show so he can see what's going on, so he can see how awesome I am. So he can see how awesome Lad is. And hopefully this would, we can parlay this into, you know, bigger and better things. And I know what you're thinking. Tobe, that's strangely optimistic for you. That's not your whole, well, but there's something else. See, I've been in correspondence with radio station guy. And he wants to start videoing stuff. He wants to get some stuff. I don't know exactly what the story is, but he wants to do video projects. And he says, do you have anything for that? So do I ever, cowboy. You got a hold of just exactly the right guy, because we got the robot pen. We've got the whole flashlight dance thing. Plus, we got the new thing, the new flashlight pendulum thing that I don't know what I'm going to call it. You can't really call it anything oscillations because that's overused. I don't want to actually put the word pendulum in it because, well, it's a little bit too obvious. Swinging lights. I got to think of a name for this shtick. I got to think of a name for some other things. But there is one thing that we don't need to think of a name for because it already has a name, and that name is the Dubious Goals Committee. And you've been listening to it, and now it's over. So tune in tomorrow, do other stuff in the meantime, and my name is Tobe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.